My dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Good help is hard to find. The wolves come, the sheep scatter, and the hired worker is hightailing it, leaving the sheep to fend for themselves. It's hard to find good help these days, and I guess it was true even back in Jesus' day. But you really can't expect a hired worker, a hired hand, to be willing to risk his life for some sheep, do you? I mean, they're not even his. And that's the problem. Sheep need a shepherd. And a good shepherd knows that his sheep need him. He knows what they need and how to care for them. So he gathers them when they scatter, and he seeks them out when they wander and go astray. And he leads them to a place where they can find water and food. And he protects them from the predators. A good shepherd knows just how to care for his sheep. And he does it willingly, even to the point of laying down his life for them. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. He doesn't say, I am a good shepherd, but he says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus knows his sheep, and he knows you and me. Jesus knows that you need a shepherd, and he will not trust his sheep to a hired hand. He knows all too well how hired hands deal with the wolves. They don't stick around to care for the sheep. But even the shepherds that were placed over God's people of Israel didn't fare any better than these hired hands. The shepherds of Israel were guilty of not feeding the sheep while they themselves ate and got fat. They didn't care for the weak and the injured lambs, we're told. When the sheep strayed, they would not go out and bring them back. And those that were lost, the shepherds did not go after them. So the sheep became scattered, and they became prey to the wild animals because there was no one to watch over and care for God's flock. And at the end of the day, the shepherds of Israel were no better than the hired hands that Jesus references in our text this morning. They didn't care for the sheep as if they were their own. And during Jesus' ministry, we're told that as he traveled throughout the villages and the cities and went into their synagogues, he would look over the crowd and he would see that they were weary and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus had compassion on them. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus, and he has compassion on the sheep. So what does he do? He becomes their shepherd. And he looks upon you, even now this morning, and has compassion on you. For he is your shepherd, and he has made you his very own. As your shepherd, Jesus knows you, and he knows me. And he knows our tendencies. For all we like sheep have gone astray and has turned each to his own way, Isaiah writes. And what was true of Israel is true of us, living like sheep, wandering, straying, doing our own thing, walking away from the pastoral care that Jesus places over us. Every sin that you give into leads you away from your shepherd's care. Every sin that you desire and chase after leads you out into the open, making you vulnerable to the wolves that seek to consume you. The fears and the worries that you and I give into scatters us out from under our shepherd's protecting arms. And sheep by nature don't seek out a shepherd. It's the other way around. The shepherd must go after the sheep. And Jesus has sought you, even when you've tried to hide. And he's rescued you from all the places where you've been, all the places that you've been scattered about, even in the dark places. And he has brought you back home. When all others have given you up for lost, the good shepherd goes out after you, and he finds you, and he carries you back into his care. The good shepherd knows his sheep, and Jesus knows that sheep will always be sheep. He doesn't try to make the sheep into something that they're not. He doesn't try or treat them, try to change them into a creature that can take care of itself, protect itself from its enemies. You see, that's the problem with hired help these days. They try to change the sheep into something that they're not. They think that, well, with a little training, a little instruction, sheep can get beyond their vulnerabilities and their weaknesses. And a change in diet won't hurt them any either. Come on, don't be sheep, be a lion. And you can imagine the train wreck that that would be if sheep were treated as lions. But the good shepherd loves the sheep, and he cares for them. And he says to his under-shepherds, the pastors of his flock, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. Our Lord has given his church pastors to feed them with his holy word and gathers his flock and feeds them just what you and I need to be forgiven and washed clean. The salve of his gospel binds our wounds and brings healing. What makes a good pastor? He keeps pointing his sheep to the good shepherd. He cares for you as if Jesus himself was caring for you. He feeds you with Jesus' words. He washes you with the waters of baptism that he himself was washed in. And he feeds you with the food of his body and his blood. Our gracious Lord has given us our pastors to care for us. So let us keep them in our prayers and be thankful for the faithful shepherds that care for us with Jesus' care. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that seems kind of like an odd way for a shepherd to care for sheep. I mean, don't you think? If the shepherd lays down his life, then who will care for them? A dead shepherd doesn't do the sheep any good. A good shepherd who cares for his sheep would be willing to risk his life if he had to, but that's not exactly what Jesus is talking about. Jesus lays down his own life by his own desire and will, by his own plan. He lays his life down on his own. No one takes it away from him. No one forces him to go to the cross, but he lays it down. And then he takes it back up again. our Lord is risen. And no shepherd can do that. But Jesus is not any ordinary shepherd. I am is the good shepherd. And God himself becomes the good shepherd to shepherd his people. By the death, his death, the sheep have true life. St. Peter writes that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Jesus gathers his sheep through the voice of his gospel. The good news that all of your wanderings and all of your scatterings and turning aside have been nailed to a cross and have been forgiven. And now Jesus, your shepherd, cares for you day by day through the forgiveness of your sins and by his blood. The shepherd has become the lamb. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, and he seeks after all those who go astray. When you go astray, he never gives up seeking for those who are lost. He has found you. He is the good shepherd and has laid down his life for his sheep, for you and for me, because he loves you and you are precious to him. And he gathers you into the sheepfold of his church where you shall no longer be prey. For your life is safe in the shepherd's death. He leads you besides the still waters of your baptism, calling you to die in his death and live and walk in his life. Jesus leads you to the place where he feeds you. He leads you this morning to his table, where he has prepared a meal to bind your wounds and to strengthen you who are weak, to give you his very own body and blood for life and salvation. And the good shepherd will never leave your side. He will follow you all of the days of your life and lead you into his eternal pasture. For he is your good shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.